When was the last time you visited a website that felt like it was designed to frustrate you? Confusing navigation, unclear buttons, endless forms, we've all been there. Yet some digital experiences feel effortlessly intuitive, as if the creators read your mind. This stark contrast lies at the heart of Undercover User Experience Design, a revolutionary approach developed by Senad Bowles, who transformed how designers implement UX in resistant organizations. The book has become a cult favorite among designers working in traditional companies, with figures like Jared Spool and Don Norman praising its pragmatic approach. What makes this methodology so powerful is its recognition that organizational change rarely happens from the top down. Instead, it shows how small, strategic improvements can gradually transform an entire company's approach to design without requiring executive mandates or massive budget allocations. User experience design puts people first, creating products that are usable, useful, and enjoyable. While some businesses understand UX benefits, most don't prioritize design and usability. The fundamentals are easy to learn, but difficult to implement in resistant organizations. This is where the Undercover approach comes in. Rather than demanding top-down change, Undercover UX designers work from the ground up, introducing user-centered design principles without disrupting organizational structures. They focus on small victories that gradually prove UX's value through results rather than plans or documentation. The Undercover Manifesto embraces several key principles. First, it recognizes that incremental change through small victories is more effective than attempting wholesale transformation. Second, it prioritizes delivery over deliverables, showing working improvements rather than producing elaborate documents. Third, it accepts that good design today beats perfect design tomorrow, embracing necessary compromise while rejecting elitism. Perhaps most importantly, the manifesto acknowledges that it's often easier to get forgiveness than permission. This doesn't mean acting recklessly, but rather understanding when to push boundaries to demonstrate value. By working with people instead of against them, undercover designers can spread UX principles throughout an organization without triggering the resistance that typically accompanies mandated change. Think of it like planting seeds rather than transplanting a fully grown tree. The latter might seem faster, but the former has a better chance of taking root and flourishing naturally within the existing ecosystem. The Undercover UX approach begins with pragmatic, achievable results rather than abstract, strategic discussions. Success in small initiatives provides ammunition for broader conversations about improving user experience. Several techniques require minimal time, money, and official approval. Expert reviews, or heuristic evaluations, systematically appraise websites using established design principles. By examining whether a site is human-centered, forgiving, accessible, self-evident, predictable, efficient, and trustworthy, designers quickly identify UX issues. This structured approach builds site familiarity and establishes a baseline for measuring improvement. Extending these reviews to competitor sites provides valuable context. Using identical heuristics, designers can analyze competitors' functionality, structure, content, and visual style. Including well-designed non-competitor sites as aspirational benchmarks adds further perspective. Visual aids like radar plots effectively communicate comparative strengths and weaknesses, though constantly chasing competitors won't lead to innovation. Analytics data reveals how people actually use your site. After collecting at least 2 weeks of data, examine metrics like unique visitors, bounce rates, navigation paths, search terms, and conversion rates. Search logs particularly reveal user intent and potential content gaps. Additional tools like CrazyEgg can create heat maps showing where users click, while social media monitoring shows which content resonates with visitors. For content-heavy sites, audits are essential, though admittedly tedious. Creating a content inventory in spreadsheet form maps the site structure, revealing gaps, broken links, and inconsistent labeling. enhancing this into a full audit by evaluating how well each page meets business and user needs provides the foundation for improved content strategy. While conducting these techniques, share your passion for user experience with colleagues. Forward interesting articles, highlight novel interfaces, or hold lunchtime workshops. Identify a suitable low-risk kickoff project, perhaps creating personas, improving help pages, or prototyping a new sign-up process, so you're ready when someone gives you the green light to give this UX thing a shot. Before diving into user research, thoroughly understand the problem you're trying to solve. As visual thinking expert Dan Rome notes, whoever is best able to describe the problem is the person most likely to solve it. This foundational work may not be glamorous, but it pays dividends later. Design problems typically involve objectives, what we want to achieve, requirements, how we should do it, and unrequirements, constraints and exclusions. Objectives should be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Requirements balance user wants with business needs. Understanding these elements focuses the design process. Though perfect knowledge is impossible, design problems involve tacit knowledge that emerges gradually. Business needs are typically easier to discover than user needs. Start with the brief or business case that initiated the project. Then conduct stakeholder interviews with people who can affect the project and those affected by it. Ask about the organization's history and goals, the site's purpose and technical platform, current users and their behaviors, team roles and decision processes, and project objectives and constraints. Organizations have unique personalities that affect design approaches. Understanding cultural factors helps anticipate problems and tailor your work accordingly. Review stakeholder interview notes to identify what motivates people. Numbers, success stories, or particular concepts that repeatedly surface. Experienced designers develop a sixth sense for cultural warning signs that require adjustments to their approach. Key red flags include design disinterest, organizations viewing design as luxury rather than investment, cash cows, high revenue products zealously protected from change, enormous expectations, conflicting stakeholder demands, power problems, complicated decision-making structures, difficult deadlines, unrealistic time constraints, paralyzing process, organizations hamstrung by bureaucracy, and content confusion, sites with massive content requiring careful management. Taking time to understand organizational culture helps build essential relationships. Adopting an attitude of ownership creates a collaborative mindset. Finding allies is crucial for effective undercover UX work. When colleagues genuinely like and trust you, they'll be more receptive to potentially challenging ideas. After analyzing business needs, understanding users becomes essential for balanced UX design. Though user research has a reputation for being expensive and time-consuming, lightweight methods can provide valuable insights without requiring formal approval. Various research methods suit undercover work. Face-to-face interviews build rapport, though remote options work for distant participants. Recording helps preserve information, while limiting sessions to 3 daily prevents burnout. Group interviews save time but risk loud participants dominating discussions. Contextual inquiry, observing users in their natural environment, provides deeper insights than self-reporting. Surveys offer quick, quantifiable data, but reveal what happens without explaining why. Customer service representatives provide invaluable user insights, though their feedback skews toward complainants. Finding participants requires creativity. Professional recruiters offer convenience, but at significant cost. Alternatives include tapping existing customers through service teams or databases, recruiting friends and family, ensuring they represent actual users, asking colleagues in large organizations, or approaching strangers in coffee shops or through classified ads. Different incentives work depending on participants' connection to your product. Existing customers may participate just to be heard, while others typically require cash or gift compensation. After completing research, analyze recordings and notes for recurring themes. Look for user goals, preferences, pain points, alternative approaches, and language patterns. Create lists of user objectives, requirements, and unrequirements paralleling your business analysis. When working undercover, carefully consider whether to formally present research findings. If you conducted research without organizational approval, it's often easier to wait until you have designs to show. Instead of lengthy reports, create a 1 or 2 page executive summary highlighting both business and user needs plus your planned solutions. Present with confidence, assume agreement rather than asking permission. Include personal stories and quotations to add authenticity, and use quantitative data to add legitimacy, especially for stakeholders who respond better to numbers than words. Personas, research-based documents describing typical users with names, photos, demographics, and brief descriptions, give stakeholders a common reference point for user-centered decisions. While robust personas typically require extensive interviews, cut-price personas can be developed from existing marketing data. Supplement with first-hand research when possible, but recognize that quick personas may suffice for initial design work. Armed with discovery phase knowledge, you need to explore multiple creative approaches rather than latching on to your first design idea. Generating a wide range of ideas requires divergent thinking, the broad, shallow exploration familiar from brainstorming exercises. This approach values quantity over quality, suppresses immediate criticism, and uses each thought as a springboard to others. Sketching offers undercover UX designers a quick, efficient way to explore multiple ideas. With minimal barriers to entry, just pen and paper, sketches capture and revise ideas faster than digital tools. Their unresolved, abstract nature leaves room for ideas to grow and invites comment. The expendability of sketches is liberating. Knowing most will be discarded frees you to express even eccentric ideas. Despite common protests of "I can't draw," sketching is about good thinking, not artistic skill. UX design sketches serve different purposes. Personal idea capture, messy but plentiful, visual communication with others, legible but not detailed, and detailed exploration, more precise for discussing specifics. Choose the appropriate mode based on whether you're capturing initial thoughts, facilitating group discussion, or refining specific design elements. As an undercover UX designer with limited time and authority, collaborative design becomes a blessing rather than a curse. This approach harnesses colleagues' ideas to attack problems more thoroughly and quickly than working alone. Diverse stakeholders bring multiple perspectives, encouraging divergent thinking while building relationships and giving stakeholders deeper interest in the design process. The key is retaining control of the process while setting a user-focused agenda. Design games provide an ideal collaborative design vehicle. The communal adventure breaks down team barriers while making the process enjoyable and memorable. Fun promotes openness to divergent thinking, unlike traditional requirements meetings. Exercises like design the box, designing packaging as if the website were sold on supermarket shelves, the KJ method, a consensus-building exercise generating ideas about user needs and features, and 6-to-1, creating 6 quick sketches, then distilling them into 1 refined design, help teams generate diverse solutions quickly. To maintain momentum after generating ideas, display sketches and workshop outputs in visible locations around your workspace. The rough nature of sketches signals that solutions are still evolving, inviting colleagues to contribute their thoughts. This visibility helps spread UX awareness across the organization while establishing you as someone who cares about design and user experience. After deeply investigating the problem and generating creative ideas, it's time to transform concepts into concrete designs. This phase requires evaluating which ideas best satisfy both business and user needs, while still maintaining flexibility to refine the approach. Deliverables document design choices and communicate key concepts, reducing project risk by recording decisions. However, they're more than documentation, they're design tools that help refine ideas. UX designers must avoid fetishizing deliverables, remembering they're a means to an end, not the goal itself. A sitemap visually represents a site's structure, typically in a hierarchical arrangement, showing how content is organized and how users will navigate. Starting with a text outline helps organize pages before creating the visual representation. User flows show the steps a user takes to complete a task or activity, making them ideal for complex navigation or process-heavy applications that branch according to user input. Wire flows combine user flow concepts with rough interface representations, showing how users move through the site with visual explanations rather than just labels. Wireframes are low-detail interface representations that omit visual design specifics while showing page layout and content inventory. They address information organization, content needs, functionality, user controls, page states, and behavior. For designs requiring rich interaction, storyboards or prototypes may better explain behavior than static wireframes. Wireframes are low-detail interface representations that omit visual design specifics while showing page layout and content inventory. They address information organization, content needs, functionality, user controls, page states, and behavior. For designs requiring rich interaction, storyboards or prototypes may better explain behavior than static wireframes. A prototype is a simplified but functional model that allows users to move through a system chronologically. Unlike abstract deliverables that require imagination to envision the final product, prototypes present tangible solutions that stakeholders can experience firsthand. They not only communicate design effectively, but generate enthusiasm in a way no other deliverable can. To minimize effort, focus on demonstrating ideas rather than polish, keeping the prototype modular and disposable rather than production-ready. Fidelity describes the level of detail in your deliverables. Low-fidelity deliverables roughly approximate the intended experience, capturing essential characteristics quickly and simply. High-fidelity deliverables provide more accurate representations, including specific behaviors and visual design elements. When working undercover, adopt the lowest fidelity necessary to get the job done. What you lose in detail, you'll gain back in time and effort. Since an undercover designer's deliverables are central to making the case for UX, mastering the tools while staying flexible is essential. Experiment with various tools, but become expert in at least one. Consult design pattern libraries for standardized solutions to common problems, but apply them thoughtfully to your specific context. Learn HTML and CSS fundamentals to understand the medium you're designing for. Focus on key pages that form the heart of the user experience and get the main function absolutely right before worrying about secondary elements. Design thrives on iteration. Your first design can never fully solve the problem since it's impossible to uncover all objectives and requirements in advance. Even successful designs create new challenges. The web is particularly well-suited to iteration, with relatively minor consequences for changes compared to physical media. User testing is essential for iteration, though businesses often fear it will be slow and expensive. Modern usability testing requires only a laptop, cheap software, and a few hours. There are two types: summative tests, examining existing systems, and formative tests, conducted on unfinished designs. User sessions can serve dual purposes. Early in a project, they can provide research, gradually shifting to usability testing as designs develop. Create a test script with representative user tasks phrased in unbiased language, avoiding directive verbs like search. Allow 3 times longer than it takes you to complete the tasks, aiming for 15 to 60-minute sessions. Multiple short tests are preferable to fewer long ones. Find test participants the same way you found research participants. Existing customers make excellent candidates, though avoid using the same person for multiple tests as their familiarity will skew results. Undercover usability tests focus on quick feedback rather than scientific rigor. Even one test is better than none, but 5 users will uncover most major issues. With more participants available, schedule additional rounds of testing on updated designs. While office meeting rooms are convenient, they can intimidate participants. The undercover alternative is testing in local coffee shops with a laptop. When sharing test results with stakeholders, keep it concise. An email or short presentation beats a lengthy report. Lead with quantitative data, like task completion rates, to provide a snapshot of the design's current state and build a business case for testing. Briefly discuss major issues and successes using short video highlights to demonstrate user reactions, which are more persuasive than words. Design critique is essential but often overlooked in UX work. Unlike subjective criticism, proper critique is a structured process where stakeholders provide feedback based on evidence, logic, and the problem at hand. Begin by explaining the session's purpose, gathering feedback that addresses both business and user needs. Introduce personas and design principles if available. Establish context by summarizing the problem and user research before showing your solution. Learn to decode common stakeholder feedback. It feels cluttered usually indicates poor visual hierarchy. It feels too sparse suggests a desire for more secondary details. Too much scrolling reflects concerns about content visibility. When stakeholders challenge you to prove it regarding UX decisions, use the validation stack to defend your position. User evidence, testing data, usage metrics is your strongest ally, followed by user research findings with design theory as your last resort. Real projects rarely follow a neat linear process. Design phases blend together, and human factors make implementation messier. Working effectively with colleagues is critical to undercover UX design. While getting to know individuals takes time, understanding the typical mindsets and motivations of different professional groups can help you drive UX adoption more quickly. The relationship between designers and developers is essential, yet often tense. Good developers value efficiency and elegant code structure, sometimes at the expense of user-facing considerations. They take pride in creating functional, scalable solutions, but face constant business pressure that can make them defensive. Most developers dislike arbitrary decisions and demand rationale. To work effectively with them, treat developers as partners rather than adversaries. Involve them early in the design process. Be willing to compromise on purely aesthetic elements. Communicate design decisions clearly and address edge cases in your specifications. Visual designers give concrete form to abstract UX concepts, contributing essential elements like aesthetic appeal and emotional response. The best visual designers articulate their design decisions with conviction and rationale, accepting feedback positively. Working with skilled visual designers creates a formidable partnership where mutual critique improves both parties' work. Learn visual design language and theory, but respect role boundaries. Content has long been undervalued in digital projects, causing bottlenecks and mediocrity. Since users come for content, partnering with content specialists is essential for creating excellent user experiences. Share user insights to help writers choose effective approaches, and include them throughout the design process for input on content requirements, metadata, and technical constraints. Product owners are domain experts who understand their industry's history, market forces, and trends. Under constant pressure and emotionally invested in their work, they must articulate what their product does, what needs it fills, and why customers should choose it. Building relationships with product owners provides insights into business cases, competitive landscapes, and personal motivations. Focus product owners on the what rather than the how, and explain that design research differs from market knowledge by examining individual behaviors rather than aggregate trends. Senior managers have the power to either crush or champion your UX initiatives. Make interactions painless by providing just enough information for decisions. Use executive summaries rather than lengthy reports. Present facts rather than speculation, and always offer potential solutions with their benefits and drawbacks. Frame UX discussions in business terms: reduced project risk, enhanced customer knowledge, better regulatory compliance, and time/cost savings. Beyond tactical UX work, practitioners must convince stakeholders to give budget, responsibility, and recognition to the UX cause. Though companies evolve sluggishly, persistent evangelism can help colleagues see the value of user experience. Organizations typically progress through four phases of UX adoption. Phase 0, undercover UX, involves businesses unaware of UX, with rogue individuals performing user-centered work under other guises. Phase 1, emergent UX, sees UX ideas taking root, with informal usability specialists and small testing budgets, though UX is still considered a pre-launch veneer. Phase 2, maturing UX, features executive champions, dedicated practitioners, training, and early involvement in projects. Phase 3, integrated UX, represents full adoption, where user needs drive product development and UX becomes everyone's responsibility. Organizations can only advance one step at a time on the UX adoption ladder. Focus on achieving big change through small victories, slowly winning hearts and minds. Take ownership by getting UX responsibilities added to your job description and requesting measurable targets. Win allies by converting individuals and teams who will evangelize in your absence. Educate colleagues through informal sessions, analyzing competitor sites, creating UX newsletters, or streaming usability tests. When convincing stakeholders of UX benefits, Robert Cialdini's six weapons of influence drive persuasion: reciprocity, make colleagues' lives easier; commitment and consistency, follow up on group decisions to encourage commitment; social proof, highlight UX adoption by competitors; authority, enthuse senior stakeholders or demonstrate deep knowledge; liking, build personal connections with colleagues; and scarcity, promote UX as an in-demand competitive advantage. While explaining basic UX design value is straightforward by highlighting fundamental problems, advanced UX work requires demonstrating return on investment, ROI. Convert metrics like increased signups into financial value by determining what each user is worth to the business. Where numbers fall short, compelling stories can demonstrate design value. Share tales from user research, case studies of successful UX implementations, personal website mishaps, or cautionary tales of costly failed launches. As organizations mature in UX adoption, leadership opportunities emerge that position UX as a strategic force. This transition from practitioner to leader marks the point where UX work is no longer undercover. Though often used interchangeably, management and leadership represent different roles. As a manager, you'll focus on team productivity, process, and removing obstacles. As a leader, you'll concentrate on work quality and elevating UX's strategic position, infecting the business with the UX mindset. Whether staying put or moving on, the UX field faces fresh challenges. Designing for multiple devices beyond desktops, handling fierce competition as businesses realize features and price aren't enough, and designing sustainably with diminishing resources. The undercover manifesto and techniques point the way, but you'll need realism, resilience, and an irrepressible spirit. Pragmatism shields against frustration, though the most effective designers obsess over their craft. You're not alone. Thousands face the same journey, so seek out your local UX community. Keep learning and keep your head up. Because of people like you, organizations worldwide are starting to understand the benefits of putting people first.